Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd and Rustin Patron. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And again, because we are still in baseball season, we do have three baseball questions to ask. And in the next segment, Mike is going to introduce our special guest. How do you know our special guest there, Mike?
How do I know? Osmosis. You know, it's just... pure luck. No, our special guest today is Eric Falconer. He is the head, head football coach. He is in theory. He's the head women's soccer coach at the University of North Florida. I had the real privilege of doing play-by-play for the Ospreys, and I got to know Coach. I don't want to tell you anything, but I will tell you this. One of the most affable coaches of any sport I've ever met. He'll be a great interview. He knows how to talk. He knows the game of football. I'm talking about European, aka the beautiful game. So we're going to talk soccer, a state of the state, Edward, because you know you and I talk about soccer a little bit. Like, what's going on with soccer in America, in the world? And this guy will tell us about what's happening at the collegiate level, because NIL and all these different scenarios that go into the game right now really kind of, I don't know how much Eric's budget is at North Florida to pay his players now. I have no clue, but we'll ask him. So, we're going to talk football.
Yeah, also, I want to find out, I guess, Lionel Messi got a little hurt, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
How that impact everything. All right, audience, stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, Mike is going to reintroduce our special guest, Eric Falconer. All right, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest. Mike, why don't you now you can introduce our special guest.
I shall do that, and in honor of Eric and Edward and Russell, and soccer fans everywhere, I want to say this. Ole, 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 ole. So that's my introduction for our next guest. He is the head women's soccer coach at the University of North Florida, that is located in Jacksonville, Florida. He has been working in the coaching game for about 24 years. He's now in his sixth year at the University of North Florida, a Division I soccer team. They play the best of the best when it comes down to women's soccer. That would be Florida State, University of Florida, other teams that he'll fill us in. But Eric is one of the – I had the pleasure of doing his play-by-play on TV for them, the men's and women's game. And I got to say that Coach Falconer is one of the most affable human beings I've ever met in any arena of coaching. He is knowledgeable. Coach would spend – sometimes, and Eric can confirm this or deny it, but he would spend sometimes an hour and a half with me on the phone doing pregame work on tactics of the match, who keys to the game, and just other different things that I need to watch when I call the game. Because believe me, I don't just get up and show up to a game. With guys like Eric, he makes my job much easier. So yeah, I want to introduce the coach. Eric, great to see you. Thanks so much for jumping aboard. And we're so thrilled to have you. Of course, coast to coast, border to border. Welcome to the nationwide audience of Sports Econ 101.
Bro, I appreciate you having me today. You know, Mike, we also broadcast a couple of games together, right? So a couple of the men's side. So.
Yeah, Eric, you made those games so easy. I just shut my mouth and he does his thing. And it's so nice. But Coach, I mean, sixth year head coach at UNF, that's University of North Florida, 24th year overall. Being a women's collegiate soccer coach at the Division I level, talk about, first of all, why? Because it's not an easy task, and especially at a school at North Florida, like North Florida, is it?
Yeah, you know, I got into this obviously, I worked actually outside soccer for a long time. I was coaching high school and club when I was a lot in my early 20s and just had the opportunity to get involved with college soccer, but never kind of thought like I was going to do this full time or anything like that. And so started off at a small NAIA school for 6 years, had some success, actually played out in California at the NAIA National Championship at Westmont up in Santa Barbara, I believe. And then went to the Division II level from there and made the Final Four in the NCAA tournament 9 times, and an opportunity here at North Florida came about. So I just enjoyed the sport and just work with young people is kind of my passion, and just seen a lot of things in 24 years. And obviously the college scene, the NCAA, is definitely changing every day.
And how much of it do you do scouting, or do you have a bunch of scouts out there for you?
Yeah, you know, in our sport's a little different than, like, say, football. You know, obviously, yeah. Big staff, so we don't have a massive staff. We have 3 of us, 2 assistants, and myself, and so I'm heavily involved in scouting. We do, we scout the entire country and worldwide, honestly. So it just depends. We do a lot of club soccer tournaments and just getting around and watching as many players play as we possibly can. And in women's soccer, it's a much earlier recruiting process than a lot of them on the men's side, even some of the men's sports. A lot of women's soccer players are committing to schools 2 years prior to actually enrolling. So it's a pretty long process just to get the recruiting all the way to the fact that they actually start playing for us.
And Florida is such a beautiful part of the country. You know, I would think that people would want to come there for at least the weather part of it, you know, and the beauty of it. But then if they're looking, you know, for school, I mean, they're going to be looking at like what kind of programs you guys have academic wise.
Yeah. And location definitely helps us. We are about 6 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, so that doesn't hurt. You know, yeah. And so, you know, that's a pretty easy sell on our end. You can get down to the beach pretty quickly, and there's lots to do in this area. So I think that definitely helps our location. You know, they always say real estate's the most important thing, right, is location, right? So I think that's something we do have here, and good academics as well. And so it's a good, great school. It's growing. I mean, we're a smaller D1 and surrounded by a lot of giant schools in our state. So.
What's your biggest win that you had?
Since I've been here, we have beat a couple of teams in the conference that were the defending champions and things like that, Lipscomb and Florida Gulf Coast a couple of years ago. We tied University of Florida on the road, so that was a pretty good result going into Gainesville for us. You know, personally, you know, I was at Armstrong State in Savannah, Georgia, Division II, and the win that got us into the Division II Final Four, that was probably my biggest career win, so...
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Eric, of course, I want to say our first year working together, that was one of your best years. North Florida might want to bring me back to do some play-by-play again.
That was a good year. You know, we were dealing with, COVID and some strange stuff at that time. Obviously, you know, Thais Hayes, who played for us, and she's playing professional. Back in actually the United States, she was in Spain recently. Now she's out in Spokane, actually in Washington. So she's going to be playing in the new USL Super League as a pro. And she was a special player for us. So she helped a little bit. Always having that type of talent makes the coach look good.
Eric, stack yourself up against other schools. I know that Hughes Stadium is one of the best. It's one of the larger soccer facilities. I wouldn't say it's a, quote, soccer facility only, but it's a very nice, impressive stadium. It's about 10,000 people. But so you have that, you have some nice facilities. Stack your program against some of the top programs in the country. And tell us about some of the top, like, you know, who are the elite? We know North Carolina traditionally is a wonderful program. West Coast, University of Portland, Santa Clara. We'll talk a little about the overall soccer women's level right now.
You know, soccer's been unique. You know, we've had national champions from Santa Clara. You know, I think that's on the men's side. Marshall's won a national championship. So sometimes, not as much as it used to be, where Portland and some other schools have kind of broken into that realm. And, you know, now it's, you know, mostly the Power Four conferences are the strongest teams. Obviously, Florida State is the king of the hill. We played them last year here in front of 5,000 people, so that was a lot of fun. I'm not sure the game was that much fun, but as far as the crowd, that was great. But as far as, you know, UCLA, you know, North Carolina is still power. Florida State, like I said, is really a big time power in women's soccer. And, you know, as we're kind of changing landscape for a school like ourselves, you know, we're a small D1, we're in a smaller conference. We have 18,000 students. So, you know, we play a lot of good teams. We opened the season this year with Miami, Florida State, Florida in a row. So we're definitely willing to go out there and play good teams and get us ready for our conference. And ultimately, that's the most important thing. But, you know, like I said, the landscape, as you guys know, in sports is NCAA is changing daily, and not really a lot of people know what exactly where we're landing. And that's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few months.
And what do they do, let's say, for the Olympics? Do they, like, does an Olympic committee have people come, let's say, to your school and ask you, like, hey, if we had to choose one person from your school to play on the women's Olympic?
The national team program, and the women and men are a little bit different. The women, the full national team plays in the Olympics. On the men, it's an under-23 team. But they scout nationally. They turn over every rock looking for players and recommendations and so forth. But, you know, most of those players that get selected for, say, like recently the women's Olympic team, they're in a national team pool at a fairly young age. And so, you know, they kind of have a good idea, but they're always looking for people that maybe developing a little bit later.
Kind of crazy. You know, you think some of these young kids, 13 to 15 years old, and they're being recruited for professional soccer already. I'm guessing it doesn't quite happen in the women's side of things, but
it actually just started. Yeah.
It did it? Really? Wow.
Started, yeah, recently. Yeah.
Okay, the Caitlin Clark, as they say, of soccer. All right, here we go. Here's our first trivia question on baseball. This one surprised me. All right, which country produces more major league players per capita than any other country in the world? All right. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com the answer to this question. Which country produces more major leaguers per capita than any other country in the world? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Eric Faulkner. All right, our first trivia question. Which country, this is talking baseball here, which country produces more major leaguers per capita than any other country in the world?
Dominican Republic?
Okay, that's what I would have thought. And you're not too far off when you think of that general area of the world.
I was going to say Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico? No? Go ahead.
Venezuela. Venezuela.
No. Curacao.
Oh, wow. Well, Curacao.
You probably have a population of six, and one of them makes it, so, you know.
There you go. The all per capita question.
It was the per capita question, yeah.
They always have a good little league team, just like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. All right. Mike, you want to reintroduce our guest to the audience, please?
Yeah, and by the way, before I introduce your guests, remember Eric, Russell and Edward, the San Francisco Bay Area where this show is, you know, done, a lot of rich soccer tradition here. The University of San Francisco, the Dons, at one point were a soccer powerhouse, not quite like the University of St. Louis Billikens who won. Eric, how many national championships did the Billikens win?
They won quite a lot, and obviously Stanford in your area too, very, very good. But yeah, you know, like I said, it's kind of soccer a little bit unique, and some of those programs are still strong today. St. Louis still strong program.
And by the way, I was remiss. Our special guest is Eric Faulkner, the head women's soccer coach at the University of North Florida, the Fighting Ospreys. I don't know if we call them the Fighting Ospreys, but I like the name. 24th year overall as a coach, 6 year at UNF. And, you know, the you're in a business. I don't think you will understand just how I know you. I'm lucky to get a phone call with you. And I mean that respectfully because you're also busy. You know, you're either on the road recruiting, you're talking to kids. What is the biggest hurdle at University of North Florida as a women's soccer coach? And women are different. God bless them. They're a different breed. So the psychology of coaching women has got to be a different animal, isn't it?
A little bit, you know, honestly, and I've coached on men's soccer and boys soccer before, but I would say, you know, you coach them really the same. I think the biggest thing is you got to just build that relationship of trust and, you know, knowing, I think it's important when you're coaching female athletes that, you know, they are more than just a athlete. And I think that's where a lot of coaches fail. I think that's in any sport. I don't care what gender it is. I think it's important to, you got to know your players. I think you got to know how they tick and know what's their interest outside sport if you're going to get the best out of them. So, you know, I think, you know, for us, I guess the biggest challenges obviously are, you know, we are in a realm, and it wasn't always like this, but obviously probably the last 20 years of an arms race in facilities. You know, if you go to a major university nowadays, they have nicer facilities than professional sports do because they had so much money that they could spend. They didn't know what now they're going to have to spend on their athletes. So it's going to change some things. But, you know, I think that's part of it for us is kind of, you know, the facilities have been, you know, maybe not quite the same as, you know, would say down at Gainesville or Tallahassee. And so, you know, I think that's important to players. But we're doing a good job here. Our AD is really kind of addressing those things and we're making changes. And, you know, for us, and then name recognition, like, you know, we're in a state with Florida State, Florida, Miami, UCF, you know, UCF's now, those are a couple of Power Four conference teams. And so we're one of the smaller Division One state schools in Florida. And so, we don't have football. I think that's obviously one that's a little bit different, especially in the South. And so, you know, we're a basketball centric school as opposed to pretty much every other school in the Southeast who is football centric. So, you know, there's some of our challenges out there, but, you know, we find ways to make it work and, you know, ultimately provide a good experience for our players. And that's an easy selling point to other players to come in and follow them.
I don't know if this is a fair question, but do you have your sights set on a next level?
I'm at a stage in my career, you know, I'm be 54 in August. And so I just enjoy being just coaching. So it's never been one of those things for me. I spent 13 years at Division II school and turned down multiple Division I opportunities just because I was in a good spot, you know. And so my family loves it here. And, you know, I just love coaching. So I never quite think about those type of things. And you know, you never know in life, but obviously, but, you know, focus on what the job at hand.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, go ahead, Edward.
No, I was just going to ask if Russell had any questions for our guest. But he looks like he's on mute right now. Eric. But go ahead.
Go ahead. Russell go.
No, he's it looks like
so polite.
Looks like he's on mute. He's on mute right now. So go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Eric, you know, the show is a sports business show traditionally. And you know, you talked about facilities. Obviously, you know, you got your high power schools like Florida State, North Carolina, UCLA, Stanford that got the big bucks. So from your perspective, how do you create a, quote, niche? Something like one of the great things about the University of Oregon, yes, they have a lot of money, but from a marketing standpoint, are you doing anything super innovative to try to create that buzz for your school, the University of North Florida? You know what I'm trying to say? Whether it's marketing, whether it's like some sort of like, hey, this is cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the location's a great selling point. You know, come play by the beach. Our players go to the beach a lot. You know, not everybody gets to do that, you know, and I think that's important. I think the reason we schedule hard in the non-conference is the opportunity for players that, hey, do you want to maybe come in a little bit earlier and play as a freshman or, you know, and play against these teams where maybe a bigger school, they have to wait their turn. And now, you know, we're in this new realm of the transfer portal and players now are playing for multiple schools. We've been fortunate, and I think something I'm really proud of is we've had one undergraduate player go into the transfer portal in my 6 years here, just one, you know. And so, but we have also probably brought in 20, 25 transfers during that time from bigger programs. So kind of works both ways, you know. It's obviously at the most competitive schools, it's tough. And so if we can get a good player to come back home to Jacksonville or Florida that's maybe playing in the ACC or SEC, we've had that. Mike, a couple of years ago, Ari Munoz, right? You remember her? She came from the University of Miami. So that's really been helpful. The transfer portal has been a pretty big thing for us.
I mean, I would think that would be kind of, you step back, the 30,000-foot view would be, why do you think there's a lot of transfers coming in and not out?
Yeah. You know? And you know, that's kind of what we try to sell in the recruiting process. It doesn't always work. Sometimes you get enamored by, you know, the bigger schools and so forth. But like, that's our selling process. And I think ultimately for us in recruiting, you know, maybe we don't get that player in the initial as a freshman, but maybe as a sophomore or a junior.
Yeah, so, be a bigger hey, do you want to be a bigger fish in a smaller pond or the other way around? You know,
right.
If you think you're really, really good, you can come on here and just be a power and then you'll get noticed. You know,
we've had that happen. We've had players that do that and have been going on to play professionally because they were a little bit of a bigger fish in a smaller pond.
Well, hey, Edward, one of the things that Coach Falconer had in the sitting in the stands was a daughter of a well-known Hall of Fame NFL football player, and Warren Sapp's daughter played for Eric. She was a goalkeeper. Talk, because that's just kind of interesting for a national audience. What was he like? I know his daughter was a terrific goalkeeper. Does that help a school like UNF to have a quote celeb, you know, within the family, so to speak?
Yeah, sure. It definitely. He was great. Came to a lot of games. His personality, obviously a former Raider, right? So, you know, and she was a lot like that. And, you know, she's a great example. She was at Missouri, University of Missouri before us, and didn't play a ton. Came here, got the starting job, and became the conference goalkeeper of the year. So a quick story about him is that we were playing Florida Gulf Coast and they have stands right behind their students sit right behind the goal. So they were sitting right behind his daughter, Mercedes. And Warren got right in the middle of the student section and gave it right back to him the entire time, as you can imagine. So, but he'd show up and get a lot of our games and always great, very personable. We needed something from him. He was definitely willing to help out.
Always want to help the kids. That's
That's awesome. Yeah, he was a character. He'd either say hello to you, and I'm not saying he. First time I got no, hey coach, I said, hey, how are you, Mr. Sapp? He's like, hey, what's up? You know, but he was once you got no, he was a good guy. Hey, give us a state of soccer in this country right now. We prepare for the 2024 World Cup. We know that the U.S. men's team just fired their coach a few days ago, Greg Berhalter, and the U.S. men's team has been a big disappointment, and they just got ousted in the Copa America. The hope to talk a little about that. The final was fascinating, especially from a security standpoint. But if you can give us a state of the state, I know we got to take a break, but Edward, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we come back from a break, we're going to let Eric answer that question. Also, wanted to kind of see the difference between the men and the women from the standpoint of, you know, how good they are. We'll get into that in just a little bit, though, because I was just looking at something on the Olympics where they're actually going to allow men to play in the women's, I don't know if in each sport or what, but in Paris, apparently it's going to happen. So, second trivia question on baseball. Through the year 2020, of the 16 franchises of the modern two-league era, which one has never won more than 100 games in a season? Okay, so that's our trivia question. Talking baseball here, professional baseball, through the year 2020. So forget the last few years, but through 2020, because I'm not sure if this would have applied. Of the 16 franchises of the modern two-league era, which one has never won more than 100 games during a regular season? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman popped off. He'll probably pop back in. And our special guest, Eric Faulkner. All right. Guys, here's a baseball trivia question for you. Through the year 2020, of the 16 franchises of the modern two-league era, which one has never won more than 100 games during a regular season? Anyone?
Modern era.
Yeah. We're not going back to the 1800s on this one, you know, talking about the modern era.
Can you give us a hint of what region it may?
First we'll start off with it's in the American League. This team's been around a long time.
I'm going to say Texas.
I don't think they've been around that long.
They haven't been around that long.
Northern part of the States.
American League team.
American League team, yes.
You said they've been around for a long time?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In fact, I was going to say Mariners, but they haven't been around for a long time.
No, but Mariners, remember, they won like 116 in 1994.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, it was the White Sox. The White Sox have never won more than 100 games. That surprised me.
That was my second guess.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I think they were good.
They had some good years a long time ago. I thought maybe they popped one, you know, at least one.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Mike, if you can remember your question that you were asking just before we got to break.
Absolutely. Our special guest, Eric Faulkner, the women's head soccer coach at the University of North Florida. The Ospreys, I love that name. 6-year overall, 24th at overall coaching. He knows the business of soccer and sports, and he's done a lot of sports talk shows. So for our national audience, of course, we talk to a lot of our military who listen to the show. We got a lot of soccer fans here. Give us the state of American soccer. Right now, the men's team is definitely got some problems. And for that matter, the women's national program is not as strong as it once was. Give us kind of your take on where we are at.
Yeah, I mean, I think on the men's side, obviously, you're going to go through a major coaching change. And, you know, had Greg Berhalter had some success in CONCACAF, which is our region, you know, he had beaten Mexico a few times, but outside that, really didn't do as well. And, you know, disappointing to not get out of the group stage at hosting the Copa America in your home country. And I think that was the final straw. So, you know, we're hosting the World Cup in 2026. And, the last thing you want to do is be ousted in the group stage at something that you're hosting. So in 1994, they advanced. You know, they advanced out of that group stage, and that was a big moment. You know, I think what's disappointing on the men's is we keep on hearing this is the golden generation of men's soccer. These players are playing professionally at some of the biggest clubs in Europe, and it doesn't seem to translate to the national team. So, you know, they're going to go through a coaching search. I think they're looking for someone that's actually coached in the World Cup. It's probably going to be someone that's not from the United States. I think that's probably where they're going to go and search for. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at with that. So, you know, right now, Kristen Pulisic is the face of U.S. soccer. He's a very good player. He's had a good career so far playing. He's currently playing in Italy, but it just hasn't, the results just haven't found for the men's team. So they're all about getting ready for the World Cup. They don't have to qualify. So right now it's mostly just getting someone in here that can understand the culture of soccer in this country and our players and getting the most out of them. And that's what you got to find in a World Cup manager. Their job is solely to advance and win games. And no matter how you play, it's just about that.
Yeah, and that kind of brings me to this point. Does your school allow men to play in the women's sports?
It's NCAA rules, and so I'm really not even really that versed on that type of stuff. And, you know, I know it's out there and discussed. I haven't really seen it. You know, obviously from somewhere I'm around, never seen it in soccer or anything like that. So it's not something that I really think about that much.
I mean, I do remember seeing a picture of some guy who was playing in women's sports. I don't remember, you know, could have been professional, but right. So I was just going to bring this up here. So the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has decided allowing the governing bodies of each individual sport to allow men to compete in women's events, meaning that during the summer's Paris Olympics, women could be forced to compete against men in certain sports. So, you know, obviously men's physical advantage over women. For example, did you know that in a single year, thousands of men, including teenagers, ran the 400 meter faster than the best times of U.S. Olympic gold medalists Sonia Richards-Ross and Allison Felix? So I'm just wondering, it's like, this could be a really sad Olympics if you're going to have a bunch of men decide they're women one day and just dominate all those individual sports.
In the state of Florida alone, I know California also, each year boys high school track stars shatter the world records in women's different events. Okay, so that ought to tell you something right then and there. I mean, listen. I don't want to say it. God created. I mean, it's just facts. It's evidence. It's not an opinion. It's scientific evidence. Men, women, there is a difference biologically. I think any professional will tell you that. Any physician will tell you that.
Yeah.
But certainly in the sports world.
Let's ask Eric that. Eric, what would you know? How would you deal with that? I don't know what your personal beliefs are on that, and then how do you think the other women on your team would react if some person comes and says, you know, I really, you know, whatever the rules are to say that this guy is now a woman. Well, how would you deal with
it? I don't know. You know, like I said, it's something I haven't really seen in our sport and women's soccer in college, so I haven't necessarily come across it and how anyone would necessarily react to those type of things. And so, you know, it's one of those things that's out there, obviously, and people are discussing it, and it's, I guess, obviously happening. But, you know, personally, haven't really seen it a whole lot. So,
it's not even a topic among the ladies who are.
You really don't hear about it. You hear more about nationally in discussions like this, you know, maybe, but like not something we hear about in our sport at all. It never really ever comes up. So, it's not an issue that we, you know, coaches or anything really ever talk about.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. One less controversy you have to deal with. I'm sure there's other controversy you have to deal with.
Yeah. You know, the women's side is a little bit different, you know, and the women's side, is a much better spot than the men. The women are still a worldwide power. Maybe not having as much success recently as they've had, but the rest of the world has caught up a little bit. But that doesn't mean they're not still one of the best programs in the world. They still are, and they have a new coach, Emma Hayes, who came from Chelsea in Europe. That people are pretty optimistic about. She's shaking some things up here early, getting rid of some of the players that have been playing for a while in the national team program, going a little more youth movement, and they have the Olympics. And so in the women's game, the Olympics is a big deal, and we're one of the favorites, but you know, and so expectations are pretty high, and she's just been here for about a month and a half now. So she's getting right thrown into the fire immediately.
I wonder if the coaching is the same, you know, from the standpoint of strategy, you know, even if the physical abilities aren't quite there as the men, if it is, you know, all women versus women, you know, there's still certain strategies that are probably going to stay the same, aren't they?
Yeah, the game's pretty standard. I mean, there's some physical differences and maybe how far someone can serve a ball in the, you know, a pass or something like that. But the game itself is played pretty much, and there's a lot of in our sport, especially at the national levels, you'll see managers go back and forth sometimes between. There's been coaches that have coached in some of the biggest leagues in the men's side in Europe that coach women's national teams now, and so that's somewhat common. So, you know, I don't find a big difference coaching either gender. They're soccer players at the end of the day. They play the sport and they play, you know, primarily the same way. Maybe a lot less drama rolling around. The women don't roll around as much as the men do.
Yeah, they're not flopping.
Yeah, they're not flopping as much.
A lot of Academy Awards going on there. How about this? What do you prefer coaching? Do you like coaching women or men? Or?
I think my demeanor is much better to coach on the female side. I'm a little bit got too much testosterone sometimes on the men's side. They want to fight and get in. You know, you watch the Copa America, and we were laughing the other day. I was on a show yesterday here in Jacksonville, and the difference between, you know, the UEFA championships and Copa America. UEFA, they're playing soccer. There's all this tactical stuff. And then you watch Copa America, it's like a knife fight some nights, you know. And so the physicality of it and everybody's kind of getting into it. We don't see that a lot on the women's side, you know, so it's a lot easier to kind of deal with. But yeah. I enjoy watching both. I'm a fan of, you know, not only soccer, but pretty much all sports. I love sports in general. So, but for me, I've been doing this. I've been coaching women for 24 years, so that's not going to change, I'll think.
Hey, Edward and Eric, Copa America just ended, which is the, you know, the championship of the Americas. Argentina beats Colombia 2-1. Lionel Messi, one of the greatest players of all time. It was quite a day for Argentina. Something to keep in mind and just get your opinions. There was a huge security breach at Hard Rock Stadium where hundreds were injured. Fans tried to rush inside the stadium to get into the, into the stadium before the actual game started. It was a massive mistake and foul up. It's an issue that happened in England as well at, I believe, a European Cup match. So that's number one. Number two, the head of the Colombian Soccer Federation, him and his son were apparently trying to get on the field, you know, machismo on, and they started swinging punches, and they were both arrested. So I don't know, just kind of a interesting side note, but we have to be, I think with the World Cup coming up, that's the security issue is a big problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the World Cup, we're one of the host nations, and so our federation will be in more, you know, with FIFA, will be more in charge. In 94, we didn't have those issues, and one thing Americans can do is put on an event. I mean, we've put on Super Bowls and major college championships and Final Fours. And so this event was a little bit different. It was the international, obviously, the CONMEBOL, which is the South American Soccer Federation, was in charge of the event in the United States. And so, but what I've been able to gather, that was kind of the problem, was more on logistically on their side of things and not coordinating well, not necessarily our stadiums or anything to do with U.S. soccer. So I don't think those will be issues moving forward for the World Cup. But it wasn't a good look, obviously. Thousands of people got through the gates that didn't even have tickets, delayed the game an hour and a half. And then obviously the Colombia president or whatever he is getting in trouble with his son. And then, you know, the game before in Charlotte, players got on the stands because families were getting yelled at or pushed around by opposing fans, and you know, some of the players had to go on the stands and protect their families. Not a good look, obviously. For
whatever happened to being a gentleman's sport like golf, you know, or chess. Okay, you guys ready for our third trivia question on baseball here? This one, I like this question. Okay, who was the only American League batting champ without a homer that season? So this guy was the American League batting champ, and he did not hit a homer in that season. Pretty interesting. And do you guys want a clue? If I gave you the year, 1972. So at least that kind of limits it, right? All right, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, Edward Brown here, your host, along with Mike McDowd. Russell had to head off. And our special guest, Eric Faulkner. All right, last trivia question. Who was the only American League batting champ without a homer that season? And the season was 1972. Mike, you think you know the answer.
No, I just can't. No, that's impossible.
Okay.
Reggie Jackson, but that's not true.
No, of course not. Think Minnesota Twins. Think him. Twins? And also, I think he played for the Angels, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it Rod Carew?
Yes. Rod Carew.
Good. Yeah, that's right? Very good.
You got to figure somebody like that who's not a big home run hitter, but yeah, you know, he's sort of like a Ty Cobb type guy. All right, Eric, how do you people get a hold of you if they're kind of interested in?
Obviously, if you're in the area, our season starts in August, runs through November. Home openers against the University of Florida, so we're looking forward to that. And then all our games are on ESPN Plus. So if you want interested in watching this play, just. Pretty much every Thursday and Sunday throughout the fall, we'll be on ESPN Plus playing teams from around the country.
Very cool. All right, you guys ready for our thoughts of the day? Here we go. So why do fat chance and slim chance mean the same thing? Have you thought about that? Right? Yeah, right? And when French people swear, do they say, pardon my English? Right. I mean, we kind of do that, right? Pardon my French. All right. Audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective. We're also going to be asking more sports trivia questions and, of course, having more thoughts for the day, dad jokes, etc. All right. Stay with us. Actually, on behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.